that Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, that cover man of the December issue of Modern Television and Radio Magazine, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, you look good tonight. I like your suit.
Herringbone.
The herring was a big one, wasn't he, huh?
Wait, say it again. Say it again. I like your suit.
Herringbone.
What'd you do, buy it when you were pickled?
Well, you should talk about how people dress. You know, when you're not working in front of an audience, you look like a buzzard's dream.
Yeah?
Rhapsody and Rummage.
Yeah, where'd you say that?
Well, back to the funny stuff. You know, this month I read an article in the Modern Radio and Television Magazine that I was classed as a finished comedian. Material like this may prove them right, you know. With a soap program, you can get washed up awful quick.
Well, what have you been doing this past week, Rick?
Oh, I went down to Balboa Beach. David Rose gave a big party down there. Boy, mm-hmm. Can those musicians eat.
Really?
No kidding. Pigs lined up at the fence and made notes.
David invited all the boys in the band.
Yeah, he thought he could take them down to the beach for a few days and get their mind off of drinking.
Did it help?
Nah. When Charlie, the drummer, saw the ocean, he yelled, "Boy, what a chaser." Oh, yeah, Jack Donahue, the director at Metro, let us use his boat.
Well, I didn't know Jack was nautical.
Hmm?
Nautical? Does he use nautical terms?
Well, now that you mention it, he did talk kind of dirty.
Tell me, does Donahue have a yacht?
No, not exactly.
Rowboat?
Well, sort of a rowboat. Rowboat. Motorboat there, you
know. Oh, motorboat.
Yeah. We took turns of sitting on the back with an egg beater. Just a little boat. The seagulls kept picking it up and throwing it back. We did ride over to Catalina on one of those excursion boats. And, you know, Warren, that hobo player in the mm-hmm. band, he acted very strangely. He kept sticking his head through the porthole.
Oh, what's so strange about that?
No porthole.
Say, I think you'd have your fill of boats when you were in the Army Transport Command. Weren't you on a ship that was torpedoed?
Yeah, we were taking a lot of wax and nurses to Naples. And when the thing got torpedoed, I'm telling you, the way the soldiers and the sailors ran for those lifeboats, it was rather disheartening. One cowardly fella nearly tore my whack uniform right off my back. Hey, no kidding. There was a guy aboard ship, the West Point. He fell overboard, you know. So they circled once to go around. And the guy that fell off of the boat grabbed hold of the manila line and pulled himself up on the back. So they lowered the lifeboats, and they were throwing guys in the boat. They circled once, and when they come back, they couldn't find the guy, see? So they had a roll call, and everybody was there. So the commander says, "Will the man that fell overboard step forward?" He did. So the commander says, "Why didn't you tell us you were aboard?" He says, "I started to, sir, but you put me in a lifeboat, and I've been out there for a half hour looking for myself."
Tell us about the cat aboard ship. You're not going to read what's written here anyway.
No, we had a little cat aboard the ship, you know, sort of a mascot. And one day he got caught in a watertight door and cut his little leg off. So the medics took him down to sick bay and they fixed him up. And then later the carpenters aboard ship made him a little wooden leg. That's all. It was the cutest thing, though. Every time that cat would grab a rat, he'd just beat him over the head with a club.
Tide's in, out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Now, just a minute, gal. I'm here this week, I'll tell you that. Gal saying that the Tide is better than just soap is just about a halfway up the trail. Why, there's a heap of them new sudgers discoveries to reckon with nowadays.
Well, I reckon I can reckon with them, Deadeye, because I can state this fact.
Tell me what that said, huh?
No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide works a miracle on your whole family wash. Linens, work clothes, everything. Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. As for white sheets, towels, and shirts, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. As Deadeye told you, there's a heap of washing products, but Tide and only Tide offers you this wonderful combination. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are the four knights to sing A Slow Boat to China.
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. To myself alone, do 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 do, get you and keep you in my arms.
Evermore, leave all your lovers
weeping on a faraway shore. Dum, 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 dum. Out on the briny with the moon big and shiny.
Doo-doo. Melting your heart of stone.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'd love to get you
on a slow boat to China.
To myself alone. With the moon big and shiny, doo-doo.
Melting your heart of stone.
Doo-doo-doo. I'd love to get you on a slow boat heading for China, out on the ocean, away from commotion, all to myself alone.
Tonight we present a story entitled, A G.I. Joe's Memories.
Hey, fella, you having trouble with your key? Can't you get the key in the lock?
I don't want to get the key in the lock.
Why not?
Because I don't live here.
Where do you live?
I live in that brown house across the street. That's my wife's face burning in the window there.
You must have had quite an Armistice Day celebration.
Yeah, a bunch of my war buddies and I were talking over old times. Was you in the Army?
Yep, 143rd Field Artillery, Captain.
Is that all?
Yeah, what were you?
I was a private.
Didn't you ever try for a better rank?
Yeah, I tried for civilian a couple times, but I didn't make it.
The Army was a great experience.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd done without it, but I wish I had. I learned a lot of things in service. For instance, one thing I learned is very important to shoot straight. See, I was the chalk boy in the officer's pool hall.
One thing about the Army, made a man out of everybody that went in it.
How about the wax? You know, it's just funny. Everything was so serious while we were in the Army, but now when you look back, it's kind of funny. I remember when I went to the induction center, you know. I wasn't going to let anybody tell me what to do. Okay, I'm here. Put me down.
Stand over there, wise guy, and shut up.
Look, I'm not used to being pushed around.
Oh, you're not, huh?
No, I'm doing pretty good for a beginner, though, ain't I?
Now, look, Sad Sack, you're in the Army. Well, so why be difficult? The Army offers you opportunities. You know, if you work hard, you can be a PFC, and from there you can work your way up to corporal, and a sergeant, lieutenant, major, colonel, and maybe even a general.
Yeah, well, after I become a general, then what?
After you're a general for a few years, you get retired and settle down with your pension and a nice civilian life.
You mean after a few years of being a general, I wind up a civilian again?
Sure.
Well, then you should think it's kind of silly to go through all that trouble just to end up right where I started.
All right, now, that's enough. As you were, soldier.
Huh?
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going home. You said as you were, and I was a civilian.
Oh, yeah? Now, you've asked for it. Take this broom and sweep out this hall.
Maybe I don't want to sweep out the hall.
Look, wise guy, you see this muscle in my arm?
I'm waiting for it to swim by.
I ask you a question. Do you see the muscle?
Yeah, that's real, too, huh? Never mind the broom. I'll just lap the dirt up with my tongue.
How did you ever get in the Army?
Some stool pigeon told him I was a tank.
Yeah, it's funny, now. You know, when I look back, I get a kick out of the gold bricks and the guys that just couldn't get with it.
Yeah, we had one guy like that in our outfit, a guy named Clem Cadiddlehopper. Well, here I am. Here I am in the Army, boy. I heard the officer say that I was a top military secret, too. They don't want the enemy to know how hard up they really are. Oh, here comes an officer, I think. I wonder what his rank is, besides Barry. Well, I'll soon find out. Howdy doody.
Just a minute, Private. I say just a minute, Private.
Cadiddlehopper's the name, sir. Spelled C-U-R, sir. Here, have a chin-chin. Have a chin-chin.
Why didn't you salute me?
Well, I don't believe in putting on airs. I figure just because you ain't a private, you're still as good as I am.
Do you know who you're addressing?
No.
Do you see the star on my shoulder?
Yes.
Don't you know what that means?
You got one boy in the service?
What kind of a soldier are you anyway? Where are your shoes?
Huh?
Where are your shoes?
I can't even find my place. My shoes, they're in the barracks. You know, today ain't Sunday, you know.
This is the Army. You wear shoes every day.
Oh?
Well, you act like a moron.
That's one thing the Army's not going to take out of me.
Look, soldier, let me give you a tip.
Why? I haven't done anything yet. Why tip me?
You're going to get into trouble if you don't get on the ball.
Do what?
Get on the ball.
Well, it sounds silly, but roll it over, huh? Army or a circus, huh?
Go to your barracks, and I'll tell your company commander about you.
Okay, go ahead and tell him, but he won't believe it.
Oh.
He's already seen me, and he don't believe it.
Tell me, young man, are you a defective?
Hmm?
I say, are you a defective?
No, sir, the only police work I've done has been in the kitchen.
Private Cadiddlehopper, that settles it. Go to your barracks, and please stay out of my sight, because I can get court-martialed for what I'm thinking.
Okay. Uppity, isn't he?
Hey, Cadiddlehopper, what were you talking to the brass about?
Oh, nothing. He just wanted to send me to OCS. He saw my comic book in my pocket. So I was eligible, you know.
A dumbbell like you? You'd never make an officer.
Oh, well, he didn't want me to go there to be an officer.
What for, then?
Instructor. You know, the brass tells me that I'm going places. In fact, several of them have made suggestions. The truth, I don't know what they'd ever done without me in the Army. You know that they didn't know what the guardhouse was for until I got here.
Boy, you're a pip. Always pretending you're something you ain't. If you ain't careful, the old man's gonna take your liberty away.
Well, I don't care as long as he don't take my Esquire and scissors.
What's wrong with you anyway? Why don't you get with it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just homesick. I wish Miss Mama, you know, I wish I had a couple of her homemade dumplings right now. We could play baseball this afternoon.
You have a girl back home,
Clem? Yeah, her name's Daisy June.
Any relation to Daisy May?
Well, Daisy June's a little further along in the season, you know. Some of the spring is out of her, actually. Here's her picture.
Oh, boy. She's really smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, you notice her teeth?
I am. Mm-hmm. They look just like Pearl.
They are. Pearl loaned them to her for the picture.
You write to your girl often?
Yeah, I just started another letter here.
Oh, read it to me, Clem.
Okay. It says, Dear darling Daisy June, here I am in the Army, just finished cleaning my gun.
Well, go on.
Well, that's all it says, and then comes a big hole in the paper.
And now David Rose and the Procter & Gamble Orchestra play Jealousy.
I won't say that doing the dishes will ever get to be your favorite indoor sport, but I will say this. It's not the chore it used to be because Tide's here. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide is doing wonderful things for dishwashing. Why, Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap in the world. And Tide cuts grease better than any soap, too. Now think what that means. No scum to make the dishwater unpleasant. No greasy ring around the pan. And results? Listen. With Tide, your dishes and glasses rinse and dry perfectly clear and sparkling. And that happens even when you don't wipe them. Because Tide leaves no cloudy film to dull their brightness. And wait till you see your dishpan brimming over with those Tide suds. Tide gives you oceans of high, billowy, kind-to-hand suds. And they last and last, even in hardest water. Oh, I tell you, dishwashing's finally getting somewhere. You try Tide for dishes and you'll see. A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Have you ever had to go away for a rest? Go somewhere where it's peaceful and quiet. Say, take a boat trip. Ah, there's nothing like a boat trip. And with Junior the Mean Little Kid aboard, believe me, there's nothing like a boat trip.
She won.
Nemo won.
What's the excitement? She won what?
The Streamline Meatball Contest.
Yeah, the Streamline Meatball Contest. She filled out the sentence and won. She won.
Mother, what did you say to win?
She says, I like Streamline Meatballs because they digest so fast you got to take the bicarbonate of soda first.
And we want a trip on a boat to the Hawaiian Islands. And we get a shot because we're leaving right away.
Oh, boy, I'd never been on a boat before. This could be quite an experience. For the captain and crew, I mean.
Junior, you go take your bath and I'll start packing.
Well, wait, I got your pack too, you know. Now, let's see. I'll need me crowbar, me slingshot, me brass knuckles, and me blowgun that shoots 22 millimeter spitballs.
Junior, I said, go take your bath.
Okay, sailing, sailing, oh, you're about.
Pardon me, are you the lady who won the free trip?
Yes.
Well, I'm Captain Maddox, and we're very glad to have you aboard.
Well, thank you, and this is my daughter,
yeah,
Captain.
This is my mummy.
My, you look sweet enough to kiss.
You look dumb enough to try it, Santa. Now I know what they mean when they say the captain is forward.
What's your manners?
I'll bet. Well, if there's anything we can do to make your voyage more comfortable, yes. Mrs. Felton, please remember that I'm at your beck and call.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever traveled abroad?
Oh, yes. She's an old sea dog, she is.
Junior.
Well, you must be. The finance company called you the old skipper.
Oh.
What's that? Ice cream?
Eight bells.
Eight bells. I got to get a new Mickey Mouse watch. I'm a half a bell slow here.
Well, I'll see you folks at dinner time. You're sitting at my table.
Well, I never. I'm getting off of this cattle boat.
Junior, what's the matter with you?
You said we was traveling first class.
We are.
If we first class, why we got to eat with a help?
So sorry. I'll explain it to him, Captain.
Able to find him yet, Mother?
No, but I've looked every place. Oh, Lorene, you don't suppose he's fallen overboard?
Oh, of course not, Mother. Besides, if he had, the fish would have thrown him back by now.
Here he comes with the captain.
Hi, kiddo. The captain's been telling me all about the boats that we're passing. There's another boat. Now, what kind is that one?
That's a schooner.
That's a schooner? Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder Grandpa comes staggering home every night. He drinks one of them filled with beer before
Are you having fun, Junior?
Yeah, but I think this captain's got barnacles in his belfry. He's nuts.
Junior!
Well, he is. He yelled, all hands on deck. I put my hands on deck and then sailors step on him.
It's quite all right, madam. I have a boy just like him.
Oh, so that's why you run away to sea, huh?
Well, I must go back to the bridge, but will you try to be kind enough to keep a closer eye on this boy?
I certainly will. I'll make sure he doesn't bother you again, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. If there's an inquiry, I'll gladly testify that he wasn't pushed overboard, that he jumped.
He's messing with me a little bit too much. I'll fix him. I'm going to find out where the stopper is in this old tub and pull the plug.
You're going to stay with me and behave.
If you don't let me have some fun, I'll tell everybody on this boat about you.
What are you going to tell?
I'll tell him that you once worked as a head bait girl on a barracuda barge. And you became ambitious and caused mutiny. And then you became Verna, the queen of the pirates.
Of all the fantastic ideas I ever heard, this tops them all.
Oh, fantastic, huh?
Yes.
Hey, Captain Kiddo, look, there's a rich merchant ship off port side there.
Good. Load the cabins and hoist the skull and crossbones.
Slick!
Don't be so excited.
He went to school, too, you know.
Oh, you naughty boy.
Hmm?
Now, one more insult out of you and you're going to get the spanking of your life. Now, sit down in this deck chair and force yourself to act like a little gentleman.
Okay, I'll sit down, but Nemo, dear.
Don't you talk to me.
But I have to, Nemo, because after all, you're the smartest person on this boat.
Now, you're no not soft soapy.
No, I'm not. Let's concentrate here. We'll get it all out in a minute.
Junior,
yeah. Right now, hey, right now, I'd like to know what these men are doing over there. The ones that's pushing those little discs along with the long sticks there. What
they're playing shuffleboard.
They are? Can I go watch them?
Oh, I suppose so. Only behave yourself.
Behave yourself. Behave yourself. You'd think she'd learn. Well, here I am. Well, what am I waiting for?
Little boy, stop that. What's now, that? Just what was the idea of scattering those parts?
Well, you said you were playing shuffleboard, didn't you?
We were playing shuffleboard.
Well, shuffle good now. Go ahead and play.
Now, Junior, you come here.
Lady, where on earth did you ever get such a mean little boy?
She didn't answer the question correct on truth or take the results.
I'm very sorry that he messed up your game. Now, you come along, Junior. Yeah. Can't you be good for 5 minutes?
Yeah, okay. Hey, where's Nemo?
Well, I really don't know, dear. She was standing right here by the railing a minute ago.
Oh, Nemo, maybe she fell over, boy. Nemo, no. Nemo.
Junior, dear. Nemo. What are you crying about?
Don't you fall over, boy, and the shark got you.
Ah, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
And were you feeling sorry for Nemo?
No, I feel sorry for the sharks.
At times, I'm sorry I stopped his father from flicking cigar ashes in his crib.
Boy, they sure does love me. It's getting so bad, I'm afraid to drink my Ovaltine until they taste it first. Hey, Emma, what's that silly man leaning over the rail for?
He's seasick.
Oh, the poor fellow. Maybe I better go over and cheer him up. What's the matter, kiddo? You seasick?
Oh, yes.
You know what causes it, don't you? Oh? It's that steady roll of the ship. That too.
Look, little boy, stop weaving in front of me.
You should be happy you're not on that slow boat to China,
boy. Oh.
You feel better after you eat. They're having raw oysters and salt pork for lunch. Of course, it looked a bit greasy to me, you know.
Please, little boy, I...
You know what you really need? What's the matter? You're turning green. You know what you really need? A bowl of milk with some raw liver. That will fix you.
I've got to go lie down.
Yeah, I think I went a little bit too far. I feel kind of sick myself. Please, hold me up to the rail, Emma.
Well, Junior, what's the trouble? Seasick?
No, but I hope I don't get sleepy and have to yawn. Look at that awful-looking fish down there. It looks like a cross between an octopus and a snap turtle.
Junior, I don't see it.
Right beneath us here, right beneath us.
That's my reflection.
Yeah. Well, don't hit me. Oh, boy, I'm sick.
I'll bet you are.
The honest I is this time. Any minute, my stomach's going to bail out.
Then why don't you go down to our cabin and lie down?
Okay, I will. Now's my chance to go to the engine room. Boy, I wish I had on a sailor suit. They'd think I was one of the crew. If my red underwear were only blue, I could put them on backwards and look just like a sailor suit. What's that smelling? What's that smell? Smoke. It's coming from underneath that door there. Now, I must be calm. I mustn't get panicky. I just see a fire. Where's the fire alarm? Where's the fire alarm? Gotta be calm, kiddo. There's enough water around this boat to put out 5 fires like you. Now, there's the alarm box. And there's the chair. Now, I put the chair underneath the alarm box. Now, I stand up on the chair, and I break the glass with this widow hammer on the chain. There. Now, I pull down this lever there. Oh, boy. Help! Help! Fire! 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 There it is, men in here! It's here!
Junior, did you pull that fire alarm?
Yes, I did.
Let me in here. Oh, Junior, I thought I told you to go to our cabin, and now you're headed right for the engine room, weren't you?
Yes.
And it's a good thing for all of us that he was. This room is right over the oil storage tank.
Really? My little grandson.
You'll get a medal for this.
I will. Well, would you do me a favor?
Yes, Junior, what's your wish?
Pin it on my chest. Pin it right here, right over that Dewey button, will
you? Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Rock and Gamble invite you to join us again with Red Skelton next Friday. And now stay tuned to the life of Riley, which follows immediately. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
2 weeks from now, we repeat the Baby Factory.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.